ABC Listen.
Yama, reading Aya. Hey, I'm Rudy, and this is Little Yarns, a podcast where we listen to the sounds of country and share some words in language. It's NAIDOC week, so today we're celebrating 50 years of Dudley by having some littler yarns with some of the deadliest artists I know. Do you like to paint? I love starting with a blank page and playing with colours to bring all kinds of things to life. I have Amalia, a friend who's a painter. His name is Black Douglas. He's a Dungari man, and he's going to yarn with us about a big painting he did of a whale in Sydney Harbour. It's called Gurua Dreaming. Yama Black Douglas.
Hello.
Thanks for meeting with me today. I want to talk about your beautiful mural, Gurua Dreaming. But first, could you introduce yourself?
Yep. Hello, I'm Black Douglas, a Koori artist from Sydney. My people are the Praying Mantis Mob from the mighty Dungari Nation, mid-north coast, New South Wales, Kempsey.
Praying Mantis Mob? Cool. What's your country like?
Kempsey is a remarkable place. It's surrounded by Big Brother and Little Brother mountains. We have one of the most treasured swimming spots and fishing spots on the east coast of Australia called the Golden Hole. And it's basically tropical paradise where our homeland is.
It sounds like it. Now I want to yarn about your painting, Gurua Dreaming. That's not a Dungari dreaming story, is it?
It's paying homage to the Gurua whale spirit of the Gadigal peoples. Gurua, the whale, as known in Gadigal language and Darug language, is a very important messenger from the sea that brings sea knowledge to the land.
Yeah, that's right. Gurua is known for visiting and connecting East Coast mobs. The painting is of a big blue sky over the ocean, with a hot orange and yellow sun. There are clouds moving across the sky, and you can see under the surface of the water, there are lots of sea creatures swimming around. And there's a big, beautiful gurua, a whale, that looks like it's flying across the horizon. The way you've painted the gurua and the other sea creatures reminds me of some cave carvings we have here in Sydney.
So Sydney, as we know, has around 4,000 art sites.
That's amazing.
And most of those are what we call petroglyphs, which are carvings in the sandstone, which is a remarkable thing to treasure and still have today for us to look at.
Oh, wow. That's thousands of artworks given to us straight from our ancestors.
Some of the biggest carvings are of whales. And so what I've done is I've sampled those style of petroglyphs, which tells the story of the variety of fish life in Sydney Harbour.
There's writing on your painting too. What does it say?
Gurua the whale brings stories from Garagurang the sea, through Guru the deep water, into Marang the beach and to me. And the beauty of that is that our young people can learn these words, and when they go into Sydney Harbour or around Sydney, you can stand on the shore and you can recite these words, and then you just never know, Gurua might pop out of the water when Gurua hears you saying the name.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love when I see Gurua, especially because I'm lucky enough to live on saltwater country. So I see them almost every winter when they're migrating up to warmer waters. I'll remember these special words next time I see them. Black, I'm curious. How did you become an artist? Who got you started?
When I was growing up, my mother's brothers were very famous sign writers. Their name was the Brown Brothers from Blacktown in Western Sydney, Bungarabi. So I watched my amazing uncles and their artistry in painting airbrush and also the way that they painted big signs.
Painting signs must have been a big job back then. There was less technology to help, right?
In the 1980s, back then, you had to literally paint billboards. There was no digital print that you rolled out. You had to hand paint, and that's what my uncle did, the Brown Brothers.
Yeah, and I reckon you were pretty keen to help out.
Yeah, I think I annoyed them to the point they just gave me a brush and a can of enamel paint and said, go and paint that bit of metal. At the age of 8, I just thought I was a proper sign writer.
I can imagine what you were like, running around and painting everything.
Yeah, I declared I was a sign writer at school because I'd already had the brush in my hand. And so I convinced a whole legion of kids in my year that I was the professional guy to go to. And I kind of vividly remember doing those for people's title pages. So if they wanted their title page done, they would hand me their books and I'd take them home and bring them back the next day. And that's how I earned 5 cents to buy my lunch at school.
Not bad for a first job. And it really paid off because now you're a famous artist. But one last question for you, Black. We've got lots of young ones listening and keen to make art. So what can Almalia, our friends, do at home to practice making art?
I think the most important thing for us young artists is to start making drawings of our old people. And if you can convince Nan, Pop, aunts and uncles to sit down in a chair for you at the kitchen table and you start practicing drawing them until you feel that you've got your drawing just the way you like it, and then the most satisfying thing and exciting thing for us to do with that today is to enter the Young Archies at the Art Gallery of New South Wales.
Thanks for sharing your story about Gurua and your life as an artist, Black.
Thank you, Rudy, for having me here. And as we say, Yanu. See you later.
This little yarn was made on Gadigal lands, featuring sounds of Dungari and Gadigal countries. For more awesome yarns, go to the Kids tab on the free ABC Listen app.